Met Michiel.
Special.
Sam Smith.
3FM.
Zanger Sam Smith breekt in 2012 in één klap door als hij als gastzanger te horen is op het nummer Ledge van Disclosure. En de single La 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 van Naughty Boy van vocalen voorziet. Begin 2014 komt zijn solo-debuut in The Lonely Hour uit. En vanaf dat moment explodeert de carrière van de dan pas 24-jarige zanger.
Stay with me, 'cause you're all I need.
Inmiddels heeft hij 4 Grammy Awards in huis en staat de prijzenkast verder vol met Brit Awards en andere onderscheidingen. Hij heeft het podium gedeeld met Mary J. Blige, nummers gemaakt met John Legend, rondgehangen met Beyoncé en hij schitterde in de sterrenclip voor Band Aid 2013. Tijd voor een nadere kennismaking met Sam Smith, die in 2015 Pinkpop aandoet. De wereld maakt voor het eerst kennis met Sam als gastvocalist op de single Ledge van Disclosure. Het Britse elektronica duo dat dan al hard op weg is om een van de hotste dance acts van de wereld te worden. De twee broertjes van Disclosure ontmoeten Sam eigenlijk per toeval via een gezamenlijke vriend. En ze worden meteen weggeblazen door zijn waanzinnige stem.
Sam was just a friend of a friend. We met him through our friend Jimmy Napes, who actually helped to write the song as well. Obviously he's got such a distinctive, incredible voice and such amazing control over it. So we just thought like, who wouldn't want to work with him, you know? If you want a vocalist, that's your guy. Like, he's amazing.
And the first day we got in the studio together, we did Latch. And the journey we've had since has just been insane.
Sam had al ervaring als musical, koor en jazzzanger toen hij met Disclosure begon te werken. Hij was er wel bezig met zijn eigen muziek, maar wist toch niet precies welke kant hij op zou gaan. Latch veranderde alles. Ineens wist hij wat voor soort muziek hij wilde maken.
It's a huge stepping stone. I mean, that song, something about Latch for me changed everything. I was in my bar working when I recorded that song and wrote that song with the guys. So it took me out of that situation. But it also changed my, steered me into the type of music that I knew I wanted to make. I've done so many different types of music. You'll never hear them, but I never knew what I wanted to be. And then when you do Latch, something like Latch or Lay Me Down, it was this whole classic songwriting, structured songs that were coming back to the radio because of us. And it was amazing. And that's what I've tried to do with every single song now.
Echt een sleutelmoment in zijn carrière dus. Dit nummer, samen met Disclosure. Sam Smith ontdekte zijn muzikale koers dankzij het samenwerken met Disclosure. Voor die tijd was hij op zoek naar wat en wie hij nou eigenlijk wilde zijn.
I was doing really weird pop music. Then I started doing jazz music. Then I started doing like Lady Gaga stuff. I've done so many different styles. But I found myself as a writer and a song and as a singer when I started speaking the truth in my music.
Hij was later het jaar ook nog te horen op de single La 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 van Naughty Boy, wat hem in zijn thuisland de UK zijn eerste nummer 1 hit opleverde.
I'm covered by it's like a kid. Will your words be nothing? I go la la la. I'm turning up the fire when you speak. 'Cause if my heart can't stop it, I'll find a way to block it. I go la 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 la.
Maar Sam wist dat het tijd werd om zijn eigen album uit te gaan brengen. Voor de inspiratie hoefde hij niet ver te zoeken. Zijn eigen hang-ups, bijvoorbeeld zijn dwangneuroses.
A thing that you do not know about me is that I actually have OCD, really bad. And it's getting a bit worse at the moment. I have to check taps, I have to put my hand under the taps before I leave the house. to make sure that I've checked everything in case it floods.
Maar vooral ook zijn niet bepaald lekker verlopende liefdesleven.
It's not a sad album. I've never been in a relationship before, and I wanted to speak about different forms of love because I wanted to sing love songs, and they're about unrequited love. But I think the album's more brave than sad. It's me talking about my issues, hitting them face on.
Sam's debuutalbum In the Lonely Hour gaat vooral over een onbeantwoorde liefde, zoals bijvoorbeeld ook 21 van Adele en Amy Winehouse's Back to Black.
The album is a story from start to finish about someone I fell in love with, a guy I fell in love with last year. I don't know, I think he kind of enjoyed the fact that the album was a little bit about him. But he's invested in the album, he loves the album. He's emotionally invested in it, which is great.
Tijdens interviews wordt al snel duidelijk dat de geliefde over wie Sam zingt een man is en geen vrouw. Sam Smith komt uit de kast, kopte de interviews. Maar Sam heeft nooit echt verborgen dat hij op mannen valt. Zijn coming out was voor hem niet bepaald een big thing.
It didn't feel like a coming out. I came out when I was like 4 years old. My mom said she knew when I was like 3. So I came out at a very, very young age. And then I kind of felt like I just had to mention it before I released my record. Just right. So people knew that the record was who it was about.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a brave thing to do as well. I wanted to do it before.
Yeah.
Because people would have thought, if I did it afterwards, people probably would have thought I was lying just to sell records,
right.
Which wasn't the case.
Van het debuutalbum van Sam, over de jongen met wie het nooit echt iets werd. I'm Not the Only One.
You and me, we made a vow. For better or for worse. Can't believe you let me down, but the proof's in the way it hurts. For months on end I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one.
In mei 2014 komt Sam's debuutalbum uit en de single Stay With Me wordt een wereldwijde hit.
There's a rawness to that song which I hope a lot of people can connect with. I'm an emotional guy and I think unlike a lot of men actually in the industry and in music, I'm willing to show that emotional side. I'm not I don't have any bravado to put in front, and I'm just showing my raw self. And that song is about the morning after a one night stand and how you don't want that person to leave even if you don't fancy them, which I think everyone can relate to.
Het nummer wordt beloond met de Grammy voor Song van het jaar 2014. Tijdens de uitreiking doet Sam een waanzinnige versie van het nummer samen met Mary J. Blige.
I'm in LA and I go and sit in the office with Steve Barnett and Capitol Records, and Dark Child walks in the room and he says, Sam, I need 3 minutes of your time. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool. And he just played Stay With Me, and she'd recorded the second verse of Stay With Me.
Amazing.
I have created a relationship with her that you wouldn't believe. I've met so many pop stars that are big at the moment, and they're awful, some of them. And some of them are just so rude, and she's got 12 more Grammys than all of them. And she is so humble and she's so loving, and she'll just text me, just say, sending you love. I find her really inspiring to be around.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. So won't you stay?
Er is maar één donker wolkje boven het succes van Stay With Me. En dat is dat het nummer wel heel erg veel lijkt op I Won't Back Down van Tom Petty. Iets wat beide heren zelf ook meteen horen.
Woo!
twee treffen echter al gauw een regeling en vanaf dat moment staan Tom en zijn componist vermeld als co-writer van Sam's wereldhit. En Sam zelf is inmiddels over de schrik heen.
It's a very, very regular thing that happens and I didn't realize that and I'm still learning about all this stuff. That Stay With Me was me just writing a song about me sleeping with too many people and wishing they would stay over. That was my mindset when I was writing that song. I was very shocked to find out that the melody was similar, because I, again, 22, had never heard the song. But it's all been dealt with very amicably, and Tom actually wrote a letter to me the other week, which was really kind, just to say, you know, how this happens and it's understandable, and you know, it was never a malicious thing, and we tried to all deal with it in a very classy way. Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Sam noemt als grote inspiratiebronnen vooral dames met een dijk van zijn stem. En een van zijn eerste muzikale liefdes was dan ook Whitney Houston.
I think I just love her voice, and also her story was amazing, and you could hear her story through her voice, through her music. I even loved her last record she brought out. I think we all know Whitney's story. Whitney's story is that of heartache, I guess, and you could hear it in the music when she was singing. And I just thought she was amazing, and I've also heard she was an amazing human being as well.
Maar ook Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, Beyoncé en vooral Adele en Amy Winehouse hebben hem geïnspireerd. Vooral om hun eerlijkheid en openheid die je terughoort op hun werk. Allergrootste voorbeeld van Sam Smith is echt Amy Winehouse op muziekgebied. En heeft hem ook enorm geïnspireerd voor deze plaat. Haar debuutalbum, Frank, is Sam's all-time favorite.
Amy Winehouse made my favorite album of all time, Frank. I adored how honest and brutal she was in her lyric. And I remember that inspiring me so much. And I think will always inspire me, actually. And inspired in the lonely hour, hugely, because I've just been so brutally honest and I don't hold anything back. She really was herself and she showed that every day.
Vanwege haar eerlijkheid en openheid is Amy Winehouse het grote voorbeeld voor Sam Smith. You should be stronger than me. You should be stronger than me.
To be stronger than me.
Het succes van In The Lonely Hour is overweldigend. Begin 2014 wordt Sam al uitgeroepen tot belofte van het jaar. En die belofte heeft hij dubbel en dwars ingelost.
It was genuinely something I didn't think I was going to get. I didn't think I was cool enough. I didn't think my music was liked enough by the people who were voting for it. I just didn't. And I was completely shocked to get it.
Inmiddels begint Sam te wennen aan het succes en werkt hij ook aan de opvolger van zijn debuutalbum. Inspiratie genoeg, want ook zijn meest recente relatie is ter ziele. Maar hij gaat niet een deel 2 maken van The Lonely Hour. Wat hij wel hoog in het vaandel blijft houden, is de eerlijkheid.
Bloody writing. Yeah, I feel like I've got a title to my album already. Mm-hmm. There's all these amazing things going through my head all the time. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find a way to relate. You know, and challenge myself as well. I don't want to just rest on my laurels and think love. I need to fall in love and then write a record. I want to challenge myself and be like, no, I want to be honest in a whole nother way on this next record. Ages ago, actually, I said that I want people to listen to this record and not know what I'm going to do on the next. Mm. And that's what I want to do. I'm not going to make the same record. And if people don't like it, I don't care.
Nieuw materiaal, daar wachten we nog op. Dus hebben we nog te doen met het debuutalbum. Dit is de vierde single van In The Lonely Hour, Lay Me Down.
Yes, I do, I believe. One day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the day just seems so dark. The moon, the stars, and nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you are gone. But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I?
Next to you.